Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
An important advantage of hiking is that it allows you to relax from your stressful daily life. You will enjoy the quiet atmosphere in the middle of nature, and your stress level will drop significantly. You could even turn off your smartphone and disconnect from the surroundings for a while. Slow down and enjoy nature. In this way, your mind can have some rest and get ready for the next important tasks that will come sooner or later.
Speaker B. One disadvantage of hiking is that it might be dangerous. Depending on the hike you choose, you may have to walk on narrow paths, and sometimes there will be no measures that prevent you from falling down many hundred feet. I remember going hiking in the mountains as a student with a big group, and it was exactly like that. I admit, it was rather freaky. Thus, before you go on a hike, make sure that it is not dangerous in order to minimize the risks related to hiking. Speaker C.
If you have kids, hiking might also be a nice family activity for you. Many kids in today's society are not too interested in nature anymore. However, once they go on a hike, they are often quite excited and want to do this on a regular basis. Therefore, you should give it a try and go on a hike with your family. Who knows, maybe it will become one of your favorite weekend activities in the future. After all, toasting marshmallows on a campfire is a lot of fun.
Speaker D. Even though hiking can be a nice family activity, it might not be suitable for quite young children, since it may simply be too exhausting. Going for a short walk may be a better alternative if you have small kids, instead of going for an intensive hike. If you still choose to go, think of ways to keep young hikers interested in the journey, on and off the trail. Bring their favorite nibbles and ask them to choose a picnic spot. Before you go, read some adventure books about hiking to get them excited. Speaker E.
Many people seem not to care about our environment at all, and just dispose of all sorts of trash in the nearby forests. Some forests on hiking trails actually even look like garbage dumps. It starts with a tissue that might have fallen out of a hiker's pocket. That attracts a single trail mix packet. Before you know it, that's been joined by an empty water bottle, a protein bar wrapper, and an apple core. The bottom line is that even one piece of rubbish on the ground may incite other people to drop more.
Speaker F. It is often quite cheap to use hiking trails. In many cases, those trails are even free and you do not have to pay any money to be able to use them. So, hiking can be a rather cheap hobby and will therefore be suitable for the majority of people. I feel I just need a little money, hiking shoes, water, sunscreen, and snacks, and I'm good to go. I don't get into high-tech expensive gear or feel I really need too much unless I'm camping or staying overnight.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
An important advantage of hiking is that it allows you to relax from your stressful daily life. You will enjoy the quiet atmosphere in the middle of nature, and your stress level will drop significantly. You could even turn off your smartphone and disconnect from the surroundings for a while. Slow down and enjoy nature. In this way, your mind can have some rest and get ready for the next important tasks that will come sooner or later.
Speaker B. One disadvantage of hiking is that it might be dangerous. Depending on the hike you choose, you may have to walk on narrow paths, and sometimes there will be no measures that prevent you from falling down many hundred feet. I remember going hiking in the mountains as a student with a big group, and it was exactly like that. I admit, it was rather freaky. Thus, before you go on a hike, make sure that it is not dangerous in order to minimize the risks related to hiking. Speaker C.
If you have kids, hiking might also be a nice family activity for you. Many kids in today's society are not too interested in nature anymore. However, once they go on a hike, they are often quite excited and want to do this on a regular basis. Therefore, you should give it a try and go on a hike with your family. Who knows, maybe it will become one of your favorite weekend activities in the future. After all, toasting marshmallows on a campfire is a lot of fun.
Speaker D. Even though hiking can be a nice family activity, it might not be suitable for quite young children, since it may simply be too exhausting. Going for a short walk may be a better alternative if you have small kids instead of going for an intensive hike. If you still choose to go, think of ways to keep young hikers interested in the journey, on and off the trail. Bring their favorite nibbles and ask them to choose a picnic spot. Before you go, read some adventure books about hiking to get them excited. Speaker E.
Many people seem not to care about our environment at all and just dispose of all sorts of trash in the nearby forests. Some forests on hiking trails actually even look like garbage dumps. It starts with a tissue that might have fallen out of a hiker's pocket. That attracts a single trail mix packet. Before you know it, that's been joined by an empty water bottle, a protein bar wrapper, and an apple core. The bottom line is that even one piece of rubbish on the ground may incite other people to drop more.
Speaker F. It is often quite cheap to use hiking trails. In many cases, those trails are even free and you do not have to pay any money to be able to use them. So, hiking can be a rather cheap hobby and will therefore be suitable for the majority of people. I feel I just need a little money, hiking shoes, water, sunscreen, and snacks, and I'm good to go. I don't get into high-tech expensive gear or feel I really need too much unless I'm camping or staying overnight.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Ted. Haven't seen you around lately.
Cynthia, hi. Was busy with school. Can you believe Sarah's birthday is next week already? Time flies.
Yeah, totally. I still haven't figured out what to get her. Ted, what about you?
Me neither. She's so picky, it's hard to find something she'll actually like.
True. Maybe we could brainstorm some ideas together.
Sure. Fire away.
Well, remember that scarf she was obsessed with that was sold out everywhere?
The one with the little foxes? Yeah, I remember her mentioning it a couple of times, but it didn't sound as if she was really into it.
Believe me. She was. It inspired her project on patterns used in scarves. Maybe we could find her a similar one online.
Could be an option. though it wouldn't be much of a surprise then, would it?
You're right. We could try to track down the original one, but that seems like a long shot.
Wait a minute. I have an idea.
Spill it.
How about a surprise party? We could invite everyone from her class, decorate her place,
and bring her a giant cake. That's actually a brilliant idea, Ted.
Right. And imagine the look on her face when she opens the door and sees everyone there. Priceless.
Absolutely. But wouldn't it be weird to have a party without a present?
Good point. We could still get her a smaller gift as well. Something personal. Like a card with her favorite memes or funny inside jokes written on it.
I love that. It would be a nice addition to the surprise party excitement.
See? We're making progress. Okay, so a party it is. First things first, we need to make a list of people to invite.
Definitely. And we'll need decorations, streamers, balloons, maybe some fairy lights.
Cynthia, this is going to be fantastic. Sarah will never forget this birthday.
She might, but we won't let her.
Exactly. Now, let's get planning. It's Wednesday today. Her birthday is on Friday, so we have a bit more than a week.
I'm all for it. But can we sleep on it first? It's getting late and I need to get home for dinner.
No worries. Me too. Let's meet up tomorrow after school and finalize the plan.
Sounds like a plan. See you tomorrow, Ted. And remember, this is a top secret mission.
My lips are sealed. See you, Cynthia. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Ted. Haven't seen you around lately.
Cynthia, hi. Was busy with school. Can you believe Sarah's birthday is next week already? Time flies.
Yeah, totally. I still haven't figured out what to get her. Ted, what about you?
Me neither. She's so picky, it's hard to find something she'll actually like.
True. Maybe we could brainstorm some ideas together.
Sure. Fire away.
Well, remember that scarf she was obsessed with that was sold out everywhere?
The one with the little foxes? Yeah, I remember her mentioning it a couple of times, but it didn't sound as if she was really into it.
Believe me. She was. It inspired her project on patterns used in scarves. Maybe we could find her a similar one online.
Could be an option. Though it wouldn't be much of a surprise then, would it?
You're right. We could try to track down the original one, but that seems like a long shot.
Wait a minute. I have an idea.
Spill it.
How about a surprise party? We could invite everyone from her class, decorate her place,
and bring her a giant cake. That's actually a brilliant idea, Ted.
Right. And imagine the look on her face when she opens the door and sees everyone there. Priceless.
Absolutely. But wouldn't it be weird to have a party without a present?
Good point. We could still get her a smaller gift as well, something personal, like a card with her favorite memes or funny inside jokes written on it.
I love that. It would be a nice addition to the surprise party excitement.
See? We're making progress. Okay, so a party it is. First things first, we need to make a list of people to invite.
Definitely. And we'll need decorations, streamers, balloons, maybe some fairy lights.
Cynthia, this is going to be fantastic. Sarah will never forget this birthday.
She might, but we won't let her.
Exactly. Now, let's get planning. It's Wednesday today. Her birthday is on Friday, so we have a bit more than a week.
I'm all for it. But can we sleep on it first? It's getting late and I need to get home for dinner.
No worries. Me too. Let's meet up tomorrow after school and finalize the plan.
Sounds like a plan. See you tomorrow, Ted. And remember, this is a top secret mission.
My lips are sealed. See you, Cynthia. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Knowledge Hour on Radio Echo, your weekly dose of environmental news and fascinating discoveries. It's Wednesday today, and we're thrilled to have with us Professor Alice Anderson, a leading marine biologist who has dedicated her career to exploring the wonders of the underwater world. Professor Anderson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Professor Anderson, throughout your career, you've participated in numerous oceanographic expeditions, published groundbreaking research papers, and even received prestigious awards for your contributions to marine science. How did you become interested in the ocean in the first place?
Well, to be honest, it all started with a simple family vacation when I was a child. We went diving off the coast, and that's when I first saw a coral reef bursting with life. It was a pleasant surprise. The vibrant colors and the incredible diversity of creatures were unlike anything I'd ever seen before. That's the moment I knew I wanted to spend my life learning more about this hidden world beneath the waves.
That's a wonderful story. And your research has certainly helped us unlock many of the ocean's secrets. However, the ocean remains largely unexplored. What are the biggest challenges scientists face when going into the deep sea?
That's a great question. The deep sea is a cruel environment. It's very dark and cold, and the pressure is extremely high. Designing equipment that can help with these conditions is a constant challenge. Additionally, navigating in the vast darkness is not easy. We rely on sophisticated sonar technology and submersibles, which are essentially underwater vehicles, to explore these depths.
It sounds quite nerve-wracking, but these challenges must lead to some truly remarkable discoveries. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Every expedition brings new surprises. Just a few years ago, during a research dive in the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the world's oceans, we discovered a colony of bioluminescent jellyfish that differed from any species previously documented. Unlike glowworms and starfish, which cast green light, they were glowing with a ghostly blue light. It was like something out of a science fiction movie.
Wow, that must have been an awesome sight. Professor Anderson, with all the environmental threats our oceans face today, do you believe continued deep sea exploration is still important?
Absolutely. The deep sea plays a vital role in regulating our planet's climate. It also houses a vast pool of biodiversity that we're only beginning to understand. Studying these ecosystems can help us develop new medicines and technologies and provide valuable insights into how life adapts to extreme environments. This knowledge could be vital in the fight against climate change.
Professor Anderson, your passion for the ocean is truly catching. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And to all the young listeners out there, remember, the ocean is full of wonders waiting to be discovered. So keep exploring, keep learning, and protect our precious underwater world.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Knowledge Hour on Radio Echo, your weekly dose of environmental news and fascinating discoveries. It's Wednesday today, and we're thrilled to have with us Professor Alice Anderson, a leading marine biologist who has dedicated her career to exploring the wonders of the underwater world. Professor Anderson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Professor Anderson, throughout your career, you've participated in numerous oceanographic expeditions, published groundbreaking research papers, and even received prestigious awards for your contributions to marine science. How did you become interested in the ocean in the first place?
Well, to be honest, it all started with a simple family vacation when I was a child. We went diving off the coast, and that's when I first saw a coral reef bursting with life. It was a pleasant surprise. The vibrant colors and the incredible diversity of creatures were unlike anything I'd ever seen before. That's the moment I knew I wanted to spend my life learning more about this hidden world beneath the waves.
That's a wonderful story. and your research has certainly helped us unlock many of the ocean's secrets. However, the ocean remains largely unexplored. What are the biggest challenges scientists face when going into the deep sea?
That's a great question. The deep sea is a cruel environment. It's very dark and cold, and the pressure is extremely high. Designing equipment that can help with these conditions is a constant challenge. Additionally, navigating in the vast darkness is not easy. We rely on sophisticated sonar technology and submersibles, which are essentially underwater vehicles, to explore these depths.
It sounds quite nerve-wracking, but these challenges must lead to some truly remarkable discoveries. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Every expedition brings new surprises. Just a few years ago, during a research dive in the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the world's oceans, we discovered a colony of bioluminescent jellyfish that differed from any species previously documented. Unlike glowworms and starfish, which cast green light, they were glowing with a ghostly blue light. It was like something out of a science fiction movie.
Wow, that must have been an awesome sight. Professor Anderson, with all the environmental threats our oceans face today, do you believe continued deep sea exploration is still important?
Absolutely. The deep sea plays a vital role in regulating our planet's climate. It also houses a vast pool of biodiversity that we're only beginning to understand. Studying these ecosystems can help us develop new medicines and technologies and provide valuable insights into how life adapts to extreme environments. This knowledge could be vital in the fight against climate change.
Professor Anderson, your passion for the ocean is truly catching. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And to all the young listeners out there, remember, the ocean is full of wonders waiting to be discovered. So keep exploring, keep learning, and protect our precious underwater world.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.